Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Meseches Becharos Daf Nun Dalet. We are holding on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Yomit. Not Hassam, so we begin with the Mishnah Meseches Trumois, which reads like this. Ein termin mimin al sheinim minay. In terms of separating the truma and the maaser from your crop, it has to be one per type. You can't mix and match. You can't pair together some of this type, some of that type, right? Do truma from this on the other one. Each one, each variety, each type deserves its own truma. Not awesome. Ain't termin mimin shal al sheinim minay. Vim taram. Now, if he did so, it doesn't work. Ain't truma say truma. How do we know that, in fact, each type deserves its own distinct truma? We have a pasuk which separates the types. The pasuk says, you meant to take truma from yitzhar, olives, tiroish, grapes, dagon, all kinds of grain. Kol chelev, right? Chelev is the best, separated one, the truma of yitzhar, of your grapes. V'chol chelev, the truma of the tiroish, of your grapes, wine, v'dagon, and of your grains. By mentioning chelev separately with yitzhar, with tiroish, the message is Amra Torah. Torah is instructing that each type gets its own separate truma, gets its own separate maser. Amra Torah tein chelev lazeh. You have to make chelev of this one, v'chelev lazeh, and truma of the other one. Each one in its own right. We turn to the next topic. Okay, so that covers grapes and olives, which each one has its own mentioning of chelev. Ashkhan tirosh v'yitzar. Okay, so you can't mix them up. But what about mixing them with grain? What about mixing two types of grain with each other? We don't seem to have a pasuk for that. Because if you look at the pasuk again, kol chelev yitzar. So chelev with yitzar. Kol chelev tirosh. And then it says v'dagon. It doesn't say dagon has to be separate from those two. Ashkhan tirosh v'yitzar. But what about tirosh together with v'dagon? Or one type of dagon with the other dagon? Dagon v'dagon. How do we know that each one of these types have to be kept separate? Kavachomer. It's based on logic. If you can't mix tirosh and yitzar, despite the fact that there's no kalayim, you can plant together a grape seed with an olive seed. You can do that. Uma tirosh v'yitzar she'en kalayim. There's no issue of mixing of kalayim. So despite that potential, you know, conjunction, commonality between the two, but when it comes to maser, each two is own. You can't do maser from one or the other. Certainly in terms of grain, where there is kilayim issues, by mixing them with the other types, or with each other, tirosh v'dagon, grapes and grain, or two types of grain, wheat and barley, dagon v'dagon, which are certainly kilayim, when mixed together. Shame kilayim, ever said. Ein adin, wouldn't you agree that each one gets its own separate maser? Ein adin shalayis asher mizalzeh. Ask the Gemara, the Rabbi Yashi, what Rabbi Yeshu says that there really is no isser of doing grapes and dagon or dagon and dagon unless you do three seeds together. He learns, based on the pasuk, Sizra Karmacha Kalayim, that the Karam has to be filled with Kalayim, meaning you have two seeds mixed together aside from the grape. So basically, you know, a kernel of wheat and barley together with the grape seed. Only that constitutes the kalayim. So Rabbi Yashar the Amar Ashiyizra, until he plants chita, a wheat kernel, or sa'ira, a barley kernel, becharetzin, a grape seed, machpeles yad, and one handful, one, you know, plant. Heichi maisilo. So then, the whole basis for this kal v'chomer falls away. It was based on the fact that you're not allowed to mix grapes and, you know, and grain, etc. we can still keep up the Kal v'chomer. Ma'aseh l'hachi, we'll present it a bit differently. It's true that you need three seeds, but by Tirosh and Yitzhar, even three seeds don't make a lie. Uma Tirosh v'Yitzhar, look, grapes and oil. She'en and Kalayim zebezeh. So Tirosh, which is wine, but, you know, wine, grapes, Yitzhar really means oil, but, you know, the olives from which the oil is produced. So basically, even if you plant them together, she'en and Kalayim zebezeh, there's no issue there. I feel even if you add another element, you would insert another ingredient. I feel even if you put another different type, meaning barley or wheat, there would be no issue of kalayim. Still, they get their own master. Amos Asher is as they can't combine them regarding master. Certainly, a tirish v'dogon, grapes and grain, or two types of grain. Dogon v'dogon chain kalayim. I did the baracher, although directly with each other, not kalayim. But if you add a third element, it makes kalayim. I did the baracher, as we explained. We have two types of grain with one grape seed, it makes kalayim. So there is a, you know, kalayim potential there. So that presents an element of separation. Certainly when it comes to maser, they're meant to be kept separate. And then, of course, shaloi is asher mezadeh, you can do maser one on the other. Okay, so that concludes that discussion. Ask the Gemara. Fine, we covered grapes, olives, grain. What about, beans? What about vegetables? Other types, other two types, which Rashi points out is only midrabban, right? We'll see in a minute, right? These are not included in the pasuk, right? Pasuk only speaks about those distinct types. What about other types? Beans, shneimin da alma, other types. Rashi says that's not dogan. I'm going pulin va'adoshim, right? Shneimin da alma. Menol, how do we know we can't mix them up for one maser? Hani derabbanan inu. The answer is those are chayv only derabbanan because we're not Torah. Rashi points out second line from the bottom. We're meant to know that Menat Torah Maser only applies to three distinct types, three primary, varieties of food: Eladagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, grain, olives and oil. But otherwise, it's only the Rabbanon. And we know that the Rabbanon typically model their takanos as per the parameters of the Deiraisa, right? Hani Rabbanon, we call it Tikin Rabbanon. When the Rabbanon is sakin, when they establish a maaser by beans, they establish it in a manner which models, which mirrors the maaser deraisa system. Just like over there, each type is separate. Same over here, ma deraisa, just like by deraisa. Grains, etc., shnei minin, einon misasrin, mizaza. You can't do maaser one type or the other. Likewise, Rabbanon nam here as well. We keep them separate. Okay, good. So that concludes this part of our discussion. Truma and Maser on each type separate. Dagon, Tirosh, Yitzhar, different types of Dagon, and even by the Rabbanans. Now let's shift back to Maser Behem. Where we learned in the Mishnah, it follows a similar track. Each type gets its own Maser Behem, like Bakar, its own. Tzoyin, its own. Within the Tzoyin family, have two subsets, sheep and goats. They can be combined together to the minyan. I need 10 animals for Maser Behem, for the minyan of Maser Behem. So, why? Why do we have to separate the bakar from the tzoyin? Why can't we just have two types together in the minyan? Some cows, some sheep. Amalei Rava, Bar Rav, Chonel Abai. I have a question. El Miata. If so, what does if so mean? Clearly, we need a pasuk, a source, regarding Truma and Maaser. Chel of this, chel of that, each one gets its own. By Maser Behem, we don't have a separate pasuk for each type. How do we know? You can't combine them. Omiyata. Gabar Maser Behem. Loiksev. There's no repetition in the pasuk to denote that each one gets its own. Loiksev. It doesn't say V'chal Maser Bakar, the tenth of the Bakar, V'maser Tzoyin. It doesn't say that. It seems to lump it together. V'chal Maser Bakar V'tzoyin, it says. Right? V'chal Maser Bakar V'tzoyin, Kol Asher Yav V'tach Hashevet. Ha'asiri Yekodesh L'Hashem. Since there's no apparent separation in the pasuk, return to my base, so why not? Combine them, mix them together. Yisashu mezalze, mixed together with some bakar inside for the minyan. Amar Lasi responds, there is a repetition. Look closely at that pasuk. So true, it only starts with one reference to Masr. If you have it on the margin, it's very convenient. It says, V'chal ma'atzar bakar v'tzoin. Okay, so you have Masr bakar, then it says v'tzoin. So far it's hanging, but then go further. Kol ha'shayav v'tach l'shevet ha'asiri. Asiri is like Masr, the tenth, right? Yekadosh Hashem. Amalei ha'makar, the pasuk repeats again ha'asiri, on the tzoin. Bakar is separate, and tzoin is separate. Tein asiri l'zeh. Take up a tenth of the ba'akar, v'ten atzir l'zeh, and a master of the tzoyin separate. Yachik v'asim etzbezim nami. Okay, each type gets its own. Master, ba'akar, the tzoyin, so what about k'vasim izim, the sheep and the goats? Right? And Rashi explains, Rashi elaborates, just like a minute ago when it comes to Truma, we said, you know, each part, each type of grain is separate because we have a kavachomer, right? So here too, we have a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Rashi says, we'll see later, the verse says, well, if even two crops from two seasons, chadash and yashan, this year and last year, you can't combine them for the minyan of Masr Behemos, certainly two distinct types of animals, like sheep and goat. So, yeah, so why are we differentiating? When it comes to bakar and tzoyin, separate. But sheep and goats within the tzoyin family, it's all one thing. Why? Yachik kvasim vizim nami. Ah, v'tzoyin. V'tzoyin is an all-encompassing reference to both types, to both subsets. Sheep and goats, mashma kal tzoyin echa, ter is combining all the different types of tzoyin into one happy family, into one minyan. Amar Abaye. Hachanami. Here comes the question, but the same would should apply to Dagon, to the different types of grain, regarding combining them for a Truma and Masr. Achanami, Lema, Mashma kol Dagon Echa. The Pasuk tells us, Chelev Yitzar, Chelev Tiroish, and then it says, V'Dagon. Dagon is a general term for all types of grain. Maybe all types are considered one family regarding the Truma and Masr. So sort of going back and forth. If a tzayin is one, Dagon is one too. Amar Abaye. Let's go back to that pasuk by Truma again, which reads like this: Kol chelav yitzar, kol chelav tirosh, v'dagon. But don't stop there. Reishisam tells you that each dagon needs its own reishis, its own first, its own separation, its own master, its own truma. Hence, we know that Tirosh gets its own, Yitzar its own, and each type of dog. V'chein amar v'loh, likewise, he says, Rishisam tells you, each type of grain is separate. Rava amar, not without that. B'loh Rishisam nami mashma. Even without the word Rishisam, we can still come to the same conclusion. Kol dagan echal imatzas amars, you can't even suggest that all types of grain are considered one and the same family regarding Truma. Why would I? Why should I? Just like grapes are their own people, olives, and so is each type of dagon. Now, as to your question, but by Masr Behemah, we don't seem to go with that route. We say tzoyin is all one big happy family for the, you know, sheep and goats. No, here it's different. The fact that Torah goes out of its way and even says the word tzoyin tells you something about combining them. It didn't have to say anything. It could have just said, oh, Masr Behemah, a tenth of all your behemahs. Why spell it out, Bakar and Tzoyin, to tell you that Tzoyin is one big happy family? But by Truma, I couldn't ignore the word Dagon. How would I know Dagon is Chayav and Masr? There's no, you know, one magic word that covers all types of food, right? All types of these, you know, produces. So it's the wording of the Pasuk itself which indicates that each type of Dagon is deemed separate, but all subsets of Tzoyin are to be combined. Here it goes. Certainly when it comes to Masr Behemah, we say Vitzoyin denotes that all subsets are covered under the same umbrella, Mashma Kol Tzoyin Echa. Because otherwise, why even bother mentioning the different types? Why even bother saying the word Tzoyin? Just say Behemah to cover all types. And we know that, well, each Behemah gets its own Masr Behemah. Through the Kal V'Chomer, if seasons can't be combined, certainly types, right? These are Gadaitach, Kvasim V'Izim. Nami, because if you're going to tell me that Kvasim and Izm, each one gets its own separate Maser Behema, and we sort of ignore the connotation of its sign, which combines them, then just leave out all examples of animals. Lichtev, you should simply say, in short, V'chal Maser Behema. Well, maybe it can't, because that'll leave room for Chayos too. You know that many times in the Gemara, we say that a Chaya is really also sort of a variety of behemoth. The word behemoth can denote chaya as well. Chitayim said perhaps it couldn't say behemoth because it would mislead us to include chaya into the mas behemoth obligation, which it isn't chaya. Chitayim perhaps iksiv kol mas behemoth, if it would say behemoth just blank, havamina would mistakenly include even afilu chaya. No, tachas tachas mkachem gomar. We would disqualify the chaya by way of another source because it says tachas hashevet over here mas behemoth. It says tachas imoy by karbonis, and we know by karbonis you can't use a chaya. So certainly chaya is out. So it could have said just v'chal maser behema, and I would just know on my own that each type of behema gets its own maser behema, even without spelling it out separately. So again, the chaya is out, mekachim gomer, v'asi b'chavachaymer, so all behemas are in, and each type gets its own maser behema, because of chavachaymer, chadash v'yashan. If you can't mix seasons, of course you can't mix types. So why did the Torah spell out bakar v'tzoyin? Lomeli, what's the point? To teach you that only bakar v'tzoyin cannot be joined together in one minion. Hudein mes astrin, mizalz, aval kwasim be'izim, but certainly different variations of its sign, like sheep and goats, mes astrin, can be combined. That clarifies maser behem. Avalocha, we're back to truma. There's no room to think. That you can combine different types of grain. Avalacha, because it needed to say dagan. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what's chayiv and truma, what's chayiv and maser. How would you know grain is chayiv? So it's not like an extra word. It's coming to combine things. Avalacha mi sagya. Is it sufficient, like siv dagan, without saying the word dagan? It had to say, l'mutu sharminin, to tell you that only dagan is chayiv and truma and maser, and not, you know, other types. So there's no connotation of combination. There's no indication that you can join together. And of course, if so, we just keep them separate. Maskel Rav Huna Rav Nachman, I have a question. Fine, let's go back to Maser Behema for a minute. It could have said Chol Maser Behema without spelling that Bakar V'tzoyin. So now it's spelled it out. Maybe, actually, the intent is just the opposite. Eimo La'arvo LeBakar V'tzoyin. The pasuk is coming to allow you to join together Bakar V'tzoyin, which otherwise I would think have to be kept separate. Armali Mazutra, Bedra of Nachman Rava. The Rava is Nami Asiri. Rava is also based, Isli Nami Asiri, based on the word Asiri that we had on the top line of our Amid that Abaye presented. That each type gets its own distinct and separate maser behema. Chamaser bakar, and then by tzayin it says asiri. So each one gets its own. But regarding tzayin, within the tzayin family, the very fact that we have the word tzayin tells you all tzayin are to be treated as one and the same. Okay, so again, regarding truma and maser, each type is unique and distinct. Chaylev, yitzer, chaylev, tiroish, all types of daga. How do you know all types of dagan are to be treated separate? According to Abaye, because it says Rishisam by the dagan, each one is separate. According to Rava, it's unnecessary without that. I would naturally assume that they're separate. There's no reason to believe otherwise. Right? Just like the it was based on the Kal V'chomer, right? Of Kalayim, right? The fact that we join together Kvasim and Izim, that's because we have a special pasuk for that. It's an exception, which we don't have by Dagan. Igadami Marava, there's another version of Rava to answer this question as to why, when it comes to Maser Behema, we treat each min, like Bakar and Tzoyin, as separate. Amar Rava, Belei Asir Nami Lomas Amris. Even without the Asiri, drasha, which separates the tzayin from the bakar, he was out that last year nami loy matzes amris. He couldn't suggest that bakar with tzayin should be joined together masasim zelze, because you may recall yesterday we had a pasuk aser to aser. It's called tvoz aracha shana shana. So aser to aser is a duplicate reference to two types of maser, grain and animals. We link the animals to the grain and give it the same rules. So just like over there, each type is separate and unique. Likewise over here. So we'll ask you, now we're going to say, Baka Batsim Masasim Zazze. This Kash Masim and Masadog, because we make a hackage between Masim and Masadog. Ma Masadog, just like by grain, Minon Shenim Loi, you can't do Master from this type on the other type. Minon Shenim Loi. Likewise, Af Masar Behemo. Min, Al Shenim Loi, likewise, by animals, each one gets its own master. So Bakar is separate, Tzoyin is separate. Ask the Gemara, hold it. Varabu Dama, didn't Rabbi tell us yesterday that we don't learn from Master Dogan regarding this matter? Only regarding seasons. Varabu Dama Shana. The Pasuk concludes with the words Shana B'Shana, L'Shani Kashti. The connection is only regarding keeping the seasons separate. V'loy L'Varach, not regarding other matters like not mixing together varieties. Hadabi Rabbi Mei, Rabbi now reverted, backtracked from that understanding. And in fact, the linkage relates to all matters. Another answer, one of them was, one of these was Rapapa, not Rava. Either this one or the previous one. So there's no contradiction. So bottom line is like this. When it comes to Truma and Maser, each type is unique and different. Chelav Yitzar, Chelav Tirosh, and each type of Dagon, whether it's based on Reishi Sam or even without that. But regarding the Maser Behema, yes, Bakar with Tzayin have their own separate Maser Behema, but within the Tzayin family, the Kosim, the Izin, they're joined together. How do we know that Bakar and Tzayin are separate? Either because of the connection to Maser Dagon, right? Aser to Aser, we connect the two types of Maser. Or, as Abaye told us, because it says, Chol Maser Bakar, Bakar gets its own, and then it says Vetzoin, and then Hasiri, Tzoin gets its own as well. To teach us that Bakar and Tzoin are separate, but within the Tzoin family, they're all close enough to be considered as one type regarding Maser Behema. That's learned from the word Vetzoin. Okay. Now let's say yes, right? We mentioned that for Maser Behema, you have to have 10 animals, a minion, right? Let's say they're situated in different locations. They're grazing in different locales. He's got 5 here and 5 on the other side of the province. Are they considered one herd? For Maser Behema or not? Is he exempt? Maser Behema says the Mishnah Mitzdarf can be combined Kemaloi, Regel, Behema Roya. As far as the animal typically grazes, Roya means she grazes. So within that range, we consider them to be one herd. But otherwise, they're too far apart. Two separate flocks. They're not considered one entity, and you don't have a Chiv of Maser Behema. How far is that? Tezayin mil, 16 mil. Each mil is around each mil is 2,000 amot, right? Around a mile or so. So within 16 miles, about, they're considered one minion. Hayu ben elu lamed beis mil. Suppose we have 32 mil between the two. That's too far apart. Eimet zarm. You can't combine them. Now the obvious question is why go to 32 mil to bring out this point. Anything above 16 is too far apart. Tomorrow we'll discuss this. It's on account of the next halacha, to highlight the next point. Ha'ilei be'emtza. So even if they're really far apart, 32 mil apart, but he has some in the middle. So he has some on this side of the town, some on that side. Too far apart, but he has a couple in the middle. That serves like a bridge. to combine them, it's like they're all living here in the middle. Right? Instead of me going to you and me going to you, come over here, join together. So maybe Masrum Be'emtza, it's like he's bringing them to the midpoint. It's as if they're focused on the midpoint. And now he has one flock of 10. Now it seems from the from Rashi, he doesn't have to actually bring them together. Yeah, Rashi says lav dafka, he doesn't have to actually bring them. Lay mamash, doesn't mamash have to bring them? Just means to say in theory, it's as if they're living here. This is the focal point. This is the center point that combines both extreme, you know, groups. Rabbi Negeshim learns that actually has to bring them in the middle. Okay, Rameo Eimer, Hayardin Mafsik Masa Rameo, another point, the Yardin River, is such a distinct, unique demarcation, you know, entity, that it makes for a separation. To divide the animals on either side of the river, even though they're in striking range, they're considered separate flocks and do not combine. Continues the Gemara. So, how do I know that if your animals are within, you know, a 16 mil radius, they can be combined? Menonimili. Amar Rabba Bar Shila Makroya Pasuk, describing the tremendous bracha, the abundance that they will have. How much animals when they return to Yerushalayim? So many that the owner won't be able to handle. He'll have to have a caretaker counting them. Oy tavarna, amakrod, amakrod, oy tavarna, atzayin, ade mayna. They'll be handled by the mayna, by the shepherd counting them. So we see that as long as a shepherd can control them, they're considered one and the same herd regarding Masar Behem. Right, so Tavarna Hatzayin, they'll pass through for Masa Behemoth if they can be counted by one shepherd. So if he can control, if they're within his, you know, range of vision, they can keep an eye on the all these animals, they're considered one and the same flock. How far is that? How far can a Roya control his animals? Kimul Rabban established a Shid Samili, then an established number which is 16 mil. 16 mil away, called Shalta Be'ina Deroy, the Roy can still control, can still see and relate. Hoyu Ben Elu, Elu Shleshim Shnaim, Mil Eim Estarfin, too far apart, 32 mil, too far. Shleshim Shnaim, Hud Eim Estarfin. You need to be that far away to disconnect them. Habat Samach Mitzafin, but less than 32, they still, can still combine. Just told me 16 is the maximum. For Ketani Shishas and Mil, only 16, Tvela, not more than that. So why go all the way to 32? You're right. 32 is on account of the next, to highlight the next halach. Mishnah Kabbalah is safer. The point was to continue on to the next halach, that if he has two groups of animals really far apart, but there's another little group in the middle, Mishnah Kabbalah is safer. Hoyle Be'emtza, if he has some in the middle, maybe Umasim Be'emtza, that middle group will now join them together, serve as a bridge, the gap, to bridge the gap, to bring together and to combine them into one flock. So Mishnah wanted to highlight the extent of that halacha. So even if they're 32 mil apart, but in that case, you can still save the day by having some right in the middle. So the ones in the middle are within striking range to the right group and to the group to the left as well, which are within 16. So he can serve as a combiner to tie it all together. Now, the question is how many? But come, how many animals does he have in the middle to do this trick? Amar Rav Chamesh Mekan, V'Chamesh Mekan, V'Chamesh Mekan. So you need to have five, five, and five. Five to the right, five to the extreme left, and five in the middle. Why five in the middle? Listen to this. The Hani Chamesh, because these five in the middle, theoretically can connect to either side to complete their sum total, to get them to the minion. I can connect with you, I can connect with you. So why bother going there? Just come to me. So it says, oh, they're all situated right here. But the starting point is that I have to have the ability to complete your sum total. This way I relate to you and combine with you. The five in the middle, chazi asur lahacha, to connect to the right and complete them their sum total of 10, and likewise to the left. Shmuel Amar, no, you don't need five in the middle. even one in the middle. This becomes a focal point. You have five on either side of this extreme range, two fire pot, but there's one in the middle. He serves as a bridge to connect them. Why? Because Chazin and Leroy, we view as though the shepherd is right here. And he can serve as the connector. You don't need the animals to connect. The person can connect them. If he's focused right here, because he has one animal to take care of, it's like he's here now. He looks to the right, he sees his group within 16. He looks to the left likewise. So he's the bridge, he's the connector. Chazin and Leroy come on the Koyach, we view the Roy as if he's situated right in the middle. We apply the Pasuk of Mayna, I mean, he's counting, he can see, he can control. He can relate to two groups on the far ends of the spectrum. Meisve comes Akasha. We turn to the next topic. Akasha Rav, who insists on five in the middle. Hoyloi chamesh b'kfar Chananya. Okay, the fellow had five animals in Kfar Chananya. To the far, you know, let's say right of the range. V'chamesh b'kfar Osna. Another five on the other side. Too far, right? Emes Tavre, you can't combine. And sheheloi achat b'tzber. Unless he has one smack in the middle in Tzipayri, which was situated between these two extreme towns. Tufta de Rav, Takash on Rav. We see clearly one's enough. Tirgum Shmuel, Ali Dar, so Shmuel came to save Rav. And he explained that this Brisa is talking about an exceptional case. In which case, one animal can suffice even according to Rav. You don't need five. He's going to show you Tesha Mekan. Vitesha Mekan. V'achas be'emsa. In this case, he had nine on the far right. Nine on the far left. So you only need one more to complete that sum total. That he said the one in the middle, Chazi, is suitable to complete the quota lahachad to the group on the right, Chazi lahachad and suitable to connect to the group on the left. So it does the trick. Amar Papa, Ezra Papa, the Shmuel who says it's not about the animals, it's about the focal point of the roya. I feel the roya mitzvah, and then you don't need animals. Even if it so happens that the roya is living right in the middle, so he's the bridge, he's the connector. Even if he's not there personally, but his equipment is sitting in the town in the midpoint, also serves as a combiner, Rashi says, because he's going to end up going there to pick up his equipment. He's called the Moina. We consider that spot as the Moina because he's there and he's relating to the animals on either side, which are within range. So the shepherd's residence, or even his equipment, can serve as a bridge. But Ravashi, what about the sheepdog? Kalba the Raya, what about the dog that the Raya uses? Let's say there's a doghouse situated midpoint between the two extreme towns. It's only a dog. Mai, how would you treat that? Kiven the Kairli Vasi, since the shepherd doesn't have to necessarily come here, he just whistles, says, hey, come, comes and running. So you wouldn't really consider that the place of the Roya, Loim Mitztafis, so perhaps it doesn't serve as a combiner to the two sides. Or perhaps Zuman de Loyasi. Sometimes a dog needs a little more encouragement than just a whistle. He's got to go personally go get his dog. So it's considered sort of the place of the Roya as well. It's his area, it's his base. And perhaps it could be considered a combiner, a bridger between the two extreme groups of animals. Take it, we leave it unresolved. Through a master from each type separate, master behema, seasons are separate, book of tzoyin are separate, within tzoyin itself, sheep and goats can be combined. We have several sources for these halachis, we have the Mishnah, they're not to be mitzdarif for the minion of master behema, you have to be situated within the grazing range, which is 16 amam, within, field of vision of the Roya. Otherwise, they're not considered one herd unless there's something to bridge them together, like animals, or according to Shmuel, perhaps even the Roya himself. Right? Kodra Papa, Rapa says even the Roya himself, and his equipment. How many animals in the middle, according to Rav? Enough to sort of complete the required quorum, right? So if it's five animals on the right, you have to have five animals on the middle. But if you have nine on the right, then one in the middle is enough. What about, according to Shmuel, if you have the sheepdog, take it. Okay, much as lachatu, I'm Surah's Tevis.